Cris Oviedo here with you. The conversation that we bring you today is very, very exciting. I'm not even going to pretend that I understand a whole lot about kart racing. I'm not going to pretend that I understand a whole lot of engineering. So I'm going to learn with everybody this morning. But it's very, very exciting to know that HCC is providing these opportunities for our students right here at Howard Community College to build your own car. The closest I've been to building my own car, my son had a STEAM fair. Was it last year? No, the year before. And he wanted to build a go-kart. And that's as close as I've gotten to it. We actually did build something. I have to tell you, my guest this morning, Craig Murray, we may have another guest joining us in a few minutes. But right now it's just Craig and I. And Craig, I have to be honest with you. So I learned a lot building this go-kart with my son. We bought wood and I don't think I've ever measured as many things as I've measured for this little car. And, you know, I learned about bolts and I learned about nuts and I learned about, you know, screws and that they come in different sizes, that the head actually matters because it can, you know, if it's not flat or if it's bulky, or if it's not the right size. I mean, just so many things that I learned through this little car. In the end, it worked. It ran. The one thing that we miscalculated, I guess, is that when he needed to turn the axle, I guess, is that what that is, it touched the wheel. So, you know, but we did. We built a car and it was a working car. And, you know, I know you guys are taking that to the next level here at HCC, not doing something like my little project, my science project with my son and Mark. Good morning and welcome. I'm glad you were able to join us as well. So we're going to talk about Dragon Formula Racing. And, you know, we're going to learn what that is. We're going to learn, you know, the exciting opportunity, what that means for our students, what that means for our school, how it complements everything that our teachers are trying to, just incorporate into the curriculum here for our students and what doors it opens for our students and staff as well. But first, I always like to get to know my guests. That's the first step always, just to get to know you guys a little bit better. And Mark, we're going to start with you. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself. I'd love to tell us what you do here at HCC and also what inspired you to have a career in engineering and technology. Welcome and good morning to you both.
All right. Thank you, Cris. Good morning. Great to be here. So yeah, I can tell you a little bit about myself. So my background's mechanical engineering. I grew up in this area. I grew up in Maryland and attended college at University of Maryland College Park for mechanical engineering. Got my bachelor's and master's degree there. Started a PhD program at Johns Hopkins University. Because at the time I thought I wanted to be a professor. And everyone said, if you want to be a professor, you should get a PhD, right? Or you have to get a PhD. And so after a couple of years in that program, I learned a couple of things. One is that being a research professor is not the same as teaching all the time, right? There's a lot more to being a research professor than teaching. And what I really wanted to do was teach exclusively. And I also learned that for that, you don't necessarily need a PhD. So I discontinued that program, worked as an engineer for 7 years in the area north of Grumman, a defense contractor, worked on a variety of projects, airplane radar, submarines, mail sorting machines. So variety of projects. And then after a few years there, I thought it was time to go into teaching, which is really kind of what I always wanted to do. And I felt like after a few years in industry, I'd kind of earned the right to teach engineering, having actually done it for a while. And so this, I taught a couple classes as an adjunct at Anne Arundel Community College, really enjoyed it, that experience. And then this opportunity came up at HCC about 10 years ago. So I've been here for 10 years teaching. And it's been great. And I think the last part of your question was kind of what inspired me to go into the field in the first place. I mean, I guess in high school, I was into physics and, you know, pretty good at math. And advisor said, you know, maybe engineering is the way for you. And I wasn't sure at the time really what that meant. But as I got into it, I learned they were right. You know, I think I've always been into kind of working with my hands, tinkering, taking things apart. I remember taking apart fan in my bedroom multiple times growing up to like clean dust out of it. And I was so proud of myself that I could get it working again. So just that kind of interest and like inclination, I think was like the start of it. That was, you know, I was probably 10 years old or something. But and so you pair that with like some skill in math and science, and that led me to engineering, and it turned out the right path.
Two things that you said that are, that I find really interesting is, one is the fact that you really wanted to teach, right? Like you always knew that that's what you wanted to do, but also that you had somebody in your life say, it sounds like, you know, yes, engineering is for you, but also teaching is for you. It just shows the importance of having good mentors, good people, you know, as you're defining your career. And that's what I know both of you are trying to do here at HEC for our students. Craig, let's hear about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what inspires you to teach engineering.
Sure. Well, good morning. Thanks for having me as well. as you can probably tell, I didn't grow up in Maryland or any of the contiguous states. I grew up in Glasgow, Scotland. My background in engineering is in aerospace and mechanical engineering. I think growing up as well, I was always good at physics, mathematics. And I just love science as well. My favorite movie as a kid was Jurassic Park. I love dinosaurs. That's what I wanted to do initially. I'd always go to museums and then ask people how to be an archaeologist, but I didn't know. Apparently that's not what they did in Jurassic Park, but I was only six, so I can be forgiven there. So that was always a passion of mine, learning, and like Mark, building things, taking it apart. I don't think I was as good at putting it back together. I could take things apart, no problem, but then leaving it in a state of disrepair and moving on to something else, you know. So when I was in high school, it was a pretty easy choice for me. I think it was between engineering and physics, but I settled on engineering mainly just because, you know, you do get the opportunity to work with your hands, to realize something, you know, you go beyond the conceptual stage there. And whilst I was at college, I actually worked at a science center in Glasgow. So I was a science communicator from when I was about 18 years old. And what I did there was I worked in the planetarium, the science show theater. We did workshops for the kids. So all the visitors that would come in, you know, teach them, well, for the little kids, teach them how to make their own bubble blower for blowing bubbles, telling them exactly how much glycerin to put in it, making your own hot air balloons, pop-up parachutes, teaching them like basic fundamentals in science. And it was through interacting with all of those visitors there that I realized I had a passion for teaching, and I kept that up for the entirety of the time that I was an undergraduate. And when I graduated, I went on actually to work at the Science Center full-time for 2 years rather than jump straight into my chosen profession. Again, just because I loved what I did. I was really passionate about it. I got a lot of pleasure out of, you know, seeing that light go on in someone's head when there's something that they never understood before and had a hard time maybe figuring out themselves and helping them understand it. So I worked full-time in the education program there, helped develop a lot of workshops and whatnot. After that, I decided it was time to move on. I went into a PhD program, which I completed really only recently. I finished up there in 2016 when I came over. So I had a lot of writing of my thesis to do. But during that whole time when I was part of the PhD program, I still kept my hand in, volunteering with community groups, doing events, promoting STEM to a bunch of people, and still keeping up my teaching chops. Like Mark, you know, I wanted to be a professor as well. That's why I did the PhD program, for the same reason. But as I got near the end, I realized that there is a lot of the research side to do. There's a lot of grant writing, there's a lot of the admin work. And sometimes you find that maybe there's not as much time for teaching, at least as I would like. That was something I was always passionate about. So I was interested in finding a job that was just purely teaching oriented. So long story short, I applied to be a professor at Howard Community College, and 5 years later, here I am.
It sounds, you know, the thing that comes to me so clear from both of you is that passion for teaching. Yes, enjoy engineering, but it sounds like it's really the joy comes from being able to teach and pass that knowledge and to our students here at Howard Community College. And I think that's what you guys are doing with the Dragon Formula Racing. And I'm going to venture to say that that's a big part of why this club, this program started here at HEC. So Mark, why don't you tell us what Dragon Formula Racing is?
Sure. So Dragon Formula Racing is a student club, yes, student organization, but it's also kind of a special project that the engineering department has kind of taken on and sponsored. Really, not just the engineering department, but the SET division is really kind of taken on and supported this project. So what it is, it's a group of students taking part in a national, I guess, international competition that is the Formula SAE competition. So SAE stands for the Society of Automotive Engineers. So that's a group that started this competition many years ago. And in this competition, groups of university students, or in some cases, in a few cases, college students, community college students, design and build a formula style race car from scratch, and then meet and compete against each other in certain performance events where they drive the car, and there's braking events and acceleration tests and cornering tests and things like that. And so once a year, in the Midwest, there's a competition where these all these teams come together. So that's what Dragon Formula Racing is. It's our team that is in the process of building a vehicle to compete in that competition against many other schools. Some of them local, like for example, College Park has a team.
Why did we decide to start this club? Why was it important that we join in? You know, this idea of creating this club and building this car. And we're going to talk about the building and what has happened and everything else, but let's just understand why it was important that we took that first step and said, let's go ahead and be part of this.
Well, Professor Murray and I have been talking for, gosh, probably 3 or 4 years about wanting to get our students involved in some type of competition like this, a collegiate level engineering competition. There are quite a few to choose from. And so it's not always clear which is the best fit for your institution. And we've tossed around many ideas. And in a way, the choice was kind of made for us in the sense that we had a group of students who were really interested in this type of work in particular, in terms of vehicles, and they knew of this competition, and they had a great deal of skill already in terms of fabrication. And so we just, you know, we kind of let the students lead us, or let their interests lead us. We knew we had a group of really enthusiastic, skilled students who were interested in this particular type of competition. And so that's how we chose this one. But the reason that we wanted to do a competition in the first place is because I think we've both experienced, either personally or indirectly, just the like excitement and enthusiasm and engagement that you get when you, as a student, when you participate in something like this, where you put a great deal of hours and effort into a long-term build, and then you get to go compete. Not only is that a lot of fun and really rewarding, but you learn so much about engineering through that process that you will never learn through solving textbook problems or taking kind of traditional, engineering courses. So really what you learn from it as a student is really extremely valuable.
So I want, Craig, I would love for you to speak on that. And you know, how are you using this club to complement what you're teaching in the classroom? What kind of experiences are students taking from this that they wouldn't otherwise?
Sure. So Mark alluded to it at the end there. I mean, traditionally, if you have your engineering courses, a lot of it can be done out of the textbook, right? We try and have engineering projects in every class, but even so, those projects might be purely theoretical. You know, they might exist on paper in some simulation package. There might not be a chance to get hands-on and learn something on the more technical side. So for our curriculum, it's fantastic. I mean, I have to say that there's a lot of what we don't offer in our curriculum that you'd only offer at a four-year college. I mean, that really highlights, I think, the challenge and also how excited we are to be offering it here at ACC when students haven't yet learned some of the more technical concepts that they might need to implement, you know, at the level they're at right now at freshman and sophomore level. But I will say at the same time, that hasn't stopped them at all from being successful. In the knowledge portions of the competition last year, our students scored ahead of many four-year colleges in terms of their performance in both their technical presentation, their design of the vehicle, and the report there. And a lot of that was knowledge that was learned independently, you know. So what we have is our existing curriculum, which is great, and we're very proud of it. But then to have this on top of it, like Mark said, to go beyond the textbook, to go down to the lab and to get hands-on, to really understand the fabrication side of things, to complement the theoretical aspect of what they'll be learning here, it's invaluable, you know. So these students are going to walk away with an absolute ton of great experience, which is only going to serve to bolster the career and help them understand really a lot of the different people that they might interact with in their future careers. So, and for the students, again, it's just something as a way to meet people with similar interests, similar passions, and hopefully to make lifelong friends. In terms of what other things we try and do, the curriculum, you know, there's lots of soft skills that you'll gain at college, but are reinforced in this competition. So things like writing technical reports and doing technical presentations, we have those in our courses, right? And they're great, and they'll do it in front of their instructors. But as part of this competition, the students take full ownership of what it is that they do. So they'll be writing technical reports for practicing engineers in the automotive field. They'll be doing presentations in front of them and getting feedback. So they have this ability to fast forward, I suppose, in a way, to being able to do these types of presentations and write these kinds of reports, get feedback on where they're at in their career. And that's something we really just can't do in the classroom environment. So for all those reasons, yeah, we're very excited.
So I'm going to pose a question to the two of you. And I just, you know, I want you guys to look back. And when you first thought about this and you said, okay, we're going to build this car, we're going to be part of this, did you expect it to be like it has been? Were there any surprises? Like, what does it take to build this car? And what did you guys learn along the way as you guys were putting all this together? Mark, we can start with you.
I know that for me, one of my primary thoughts was, this is a really challenging competition. The one that we chose is one of the more challenging ones, I will say. And it requires a lot of resources, you know, from the college, but from sponsors as well. And so we knew going in, you know, there are easier competitions you can pick. But like I said, the students were so excited about this one that, you know, we really wanted to leverage that enthusiasm that they had. And we wanted to leverage the capabilities that we have at HCC. We do have a very well-equipped lab from a fabrication perspective, which many schools don't have, even four-year schools. So we felt like we were kind of well-equipped from that perspective to do it. And one of the things that really impressed me about how it turned out is the support from the community sponsors, from local businesses, and the students, with the help of the foundation office at HCC and Professor Murray, were able to secure over $50,000 last year in funding. And that's a lot of money, but it's a lot of money that is really needed when you're building a vehicle from scratch. So, that's one of the things that I wasn't sure how it would go is both the technical challenges and just the financial, you know, funding challenges for a project like this. But so far, we've been really successful. So I'm really proud of the students who have worked on this because they've put so much into it. And I will tell you, Chris, it's not as though Craig and I are are managing them or managing the project or tasking them or pushing them. It's really student-led, student-run. I mean, they are the project managers, including all the business aspects and, you know, non-technical aspects as well. So, Craig, feel free to add your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there at the end. It is student-led. You know, it's not for Professor Edlin and I to get down there to be part of the team, to tell them, do this, do that. This is how we're going to be designing things. Not only is that just against the rules of the competition, I guess it fundamentally goes against the ethos of the whole thing to give the students ownership. But we wouldn't want to do that either, right? It's their own experience. It's their opportunity to learn, to make mistakes, and to progress themselves. You know, and to that end, you know, these students know more than Professor Edlin and I about this car. We are just there to provide some technical support, understanding about just field of engineering itself, maybe help out with some, you know, technical aspects that they may not have encountered in the form of like simulations and whatnot. So I agree 100% with what Professor Edlin just said. In terms of myself, like the challenges you didn't expect. We've been working on this car for a while now. I think one of the things that we didn't think about, and I should add in advance, that we only had really a core of four students working on it, our student lab aides. So we're working on building the team to get more and more people involved every year. But I think at the beginning we thought, oh, okay, it's a car, chassis, wheels, suspension, engine, let's just put that all in. We'll be done by Christmas, you know, and then all the time it's something new. It's a new learning experience, a new challenge. So that was something I've been going into it. But, you know, I don't want to say it was unexpected. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be easy, but it's a challenge.
And that makes sound so easy just there. You're like, oh, it's just
I know. Yeah, I said, what was that? Like four or five components? Just put them together, no problem. But, you know, that makes me even more proud of what the students achieved, because it really was, for where we got to this year, a fantastic achievement. I couldn't be more proud, and I'm looking forward to using that as a springboard for the next year and future competitions. So at the moment, our current cohort of students are in the process of finding the students now that can take over from them and can carry forward. And I have to add as well that this wouldn't have been possible at all without our sponsors. Like Mark said, the money that they provided to be able to build this car, it just couldn't happen without them. So I want to make sure that I show my appreciation for them as well, while I have the chance.
One of my favorite things that you just said is that they have the opportunity to make mistakes. I think that we are so oriented into the end result, into that perfect car, right? That we forget that the real learning happens in the space where you can come and you can bring your ideas and you can have these conversations and go through these processes and make those mistakes, because those are the big lessons that then allow you to maybe change certain things and move forward and build that better car. So you said that, you know, there's been some progress, still a work in progress. I want to talk about, you know, what has been accomplished, and for students and maybe sponsors and just community members who are listening and watching this show and are thinking, okay, so did we build the car? Where are we on that? And if I wanted to get involved, what am I getting myself into, you know, if I become part of this club?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, we have a chassis, which is the frame of the car, the structural frame of the car built. We have the wheels mounted, I believe, the engine mounted. We have all of the components bought for the car, so we don't really have anything that's missing that we need to put it all together. So we're missing things like the body, I think, the steering and some other things as well. I can't remember precisely myself. I was down in the lab recently. Our students are still working on it at the moment. Other accomplishments, though, as well, though, outside of the vehicle, I want to highlight again, you know, the students' performance in the knowledge portion of the competition, where they were rated highly on both their technical presentations and report writing. And again, just to fly the flag for our students here at HCC, came above a decent number of four-year colleges who were also participating. So I'm very proud of that. So yeah, in terms of accomplishments, that's where we're at. How to get involved? Just email Professor Aidlin and I. You can find the Dragon Formula Racing webpage on the Howard Community College website. Get in touch with us and we will get you in touch with the Dragon Racing team.
So I just showed a picture there. I just share my screen and I saw this picture of all of these cars. What's the goal? Is that where we're going? Is our car going to be sitting right there with all of these other cars at a racetrack going for the gold medal?
Yes, that is our goal. That picture that you showed is kind of our guiding, like, inspirational picture, is that, you know, this line of vehicles branded with every university involved in the competition and all their sponsors. So our vehicle, our students have designed kind of the fairing, the body of the, I guess it's fiberglass, it will go over the frame, which does exist already. And it will be similar to what you just saw with the stickers of our corporate sponsors, of course, HCC's logo and so forth on the body of the vehicle, HCC colors. So that picture is where we're headed. This year, students did some of the knowledge portions of the competition, including technical presentations, but they didn't have the vehicle complete enough to participate in the kind of driving competitions in Michigan in early July. But we can use the same vehicle that we've been building. We can continue and finish that and use it in next year's competition. So next May will be the next opportunity to kind of race the vehicle and compete in that part of the competition. So that's our next big goal, is that validation event is what it's called, next May in Michigan.
So how do we get there? What are the next steps, right? First, we need the students, right? We need students who are watching, who are listening. We need you guys to come and be part of this and say, I want to be. So let's talk about those students. Who are we looking for? Who should be joining this team?
Yeah, you're exactly right. The first step is kind of reassembling the team. So we still have some students from last year, but we lost some. And we want to build a large and diverse team. So obviously we want engineering students, and that's great, but we absolutely want other types of students too. So I'm talking about business students, art students, technology students, really anyone who's just interested in this project and has a skill that where they could lend a hand. There's a lot of work to be done and a lot of ways to chip in that have nothing to do with, you know, doing difficult math or knowing anything about engineering.
Let's expand on that a little bit more, Mark, if you don't mind. Let's really paint that picture, because for me, somebody like me who has never even, you know, thought about being a car, maybe I'm thinking, how can I help? Right. I'm a communication major, right? Why would I get involved with something like Dragon Racing?
Sure. Yeah, so maybe I'll just go through a few examples, and Craig, feel free to add more. But, you know, we want this car to be functional. We also want it to be beautiful aesthetically. And so someone with a graphic design background could really help with like designing these decals for the exterior of the vehicle, like that type of project. There's a great deal of work there. Someone with more like a business background could help with the additional fundraising. So going out and making, you know, proposals, pitches, if you will, to local businesses. Someone with more of a communications or with a skill in presentation, you know, some of the folks that are very, very strong technically may not be as strong in terms of communication, whether that's written communication or, you know, putting together a PowerPoint and delivering that like in a charismatic, like effective way. So someone who is oriented toward that could help out in those ways. So those are three examples, but there may be others too. Maybe someone with a technology background even could participate in the project who may not be an engineering student. They would totally have a place kind of in this club. But Craig, I don't know if you have other ideas.
Yeah, I mean, Mark hit the nail on the head again with a bunch of those. And, you know, we want to stress that even though it's housed in engineering and you think, well, I must have to be an engineer to take part, I really like the sound of that Dragon Racing stuff, but oh, I'm not an engineering major. That doesn't matter. As long as you're passionate about the project itself and you want to learn new things, like yourself, and you said at the top of the show, with your project you were doing with your son with the steam car and you learned all of these new things, right? That's exactly what we want other students to be able to do as well, engineering or otherwise. But on the non-technical side, because there might still be students who think, project's really cool, but I still don't really have that interest in actually designing or building the car. There's also the more business side of things that, yeah, perhaps the engineering and technology students aren't as focused on, adept in, interested in. So there's budget management, for example. You know, you may have someone who's just interested in tracking the budget. That's something that I do as well. But if there's someone who wants to get into that realm, then they can do that. Communications majors, you know, there's a social media aspect to the team, right? Obviously, we work with PR and marketing, do Instagram takeovers and that kind of thing. But if we want to have perhaps a student who's interested in that as a career one day, we could make them the social media manager for the team as like as something they would do, you know, and take on. And that would help me out a lot because the aesthetic side of social media and that presence, you know, that's something that I'm not very good at. But there'll be someone out there who is interested in that. And if they want to be part of the team purely in that capacity, that's great too, right? If they don't want to come down to a lab and get hands-on and build things, there's a lot of opportunity to do other things as well.
I have a burning question. The driver. Who is going to get to drive this car?
I don't want to say whoever's brave enough. It would be a perfectly safe car and everything else. But, you know, it's a real car, you know. It's a motorcycle engine and everything else. It's going to be going pretty fast. The students drive the car. So the students decide amongst themselves who is willing and, I guess, the most capable. So we can buy a racing suit for any size. So whoever wants to do it, that's completely okay. Guess we can test their driving skills out in the parking lot.
So we talked about, you know, the first step is to reassemble that team, right, and find students. And we just learned that it's not just for engineering students. I mean, it's really for anybody who might be interested in becoming part of this opportunity and be part of this Dragon Racing. What's next? We have our team, we have our students. What's the next step? What else do we need in order to achieve that goal of being in that line and bringing that medal home?
So I actually think we have everything that we need almost. Like, again, our sponsors have been invaluable. Couldn't have done it without them. From a funding aspect, we have that. As Mark said previously, in terms of our technical capabilities in the lab, it's well equipped. We don't need anything outside of that. We just need the students. We need to learn. We need to go to a few competitions, like you said, to bring home that medal. But at the end of the day, I think that's mainly what we're looking for. So for anyone watching this show right now, we want to hear from you. If you like what you've been hearing about, check out Dragon Formula Racing on the HEC website and get in touch. At the very least, come down to our engineering lab and see what we do. If it doesn't interest you after that, at least come and visit us. We're more than happy to have you. But I think that's really it. That's what we need to bring home that medal, are the passionate students who want to be part of this project. Mark, do you have anything to add on to that?
Yeah, just briefly, I think we're at the point this fall semester where we'll be able to start testing the vehicle. So we'll have it constructed to the point where we'll be able to drive it around. And, you know, if you've ever built something, or designed and built something, you always learn a lot as soon as you start testing it, right? So I think there'll be a lot of iterations of design, build, test, which is really the fun part once you start getting to really test it. So I think this fall semester and really even into the spring will be a lot of those iterations of design, build, test cycles. And then it'll be the spring semester, I hope, we'll be refining the design, making it look beautiful. And then that'll put us in a good, really good position to be ready for the competition in May.
So are you guys going to be taking the car out in Howard County? Like, can we wait to see it on our streets? Where all this testing? Because I'm excited and I'd love to see, you know, this car driving around and just kind of take a look and take a peek and see how that's happening, what's working, and see our students and you guys at work. And I think our community could really, really, really stand behind this and really just come and enjoy things like that. So maybe some ideas, maybe some things that we can keep up, you know, where can we connect with you guys online or on social media? Is there a page yet for you guys where we can kind of just keep dips on what's going on? And if you guys are going to be out, let us know, because I know that I would love to bring my kids and be there with my family supporting the car.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure if the college would like us to drive it around outside, you know, around the mall and up and down Hickory Ridge Road. But, you know, we don't have a dedicated social media page yet. That's something that we're working on. One for Just Dragon Racing. You'd be able to follow us there. We would love to have community involvement. We'd love to have people come and just, you know, see what it is we do. So, again, if there's anyone out there right now who's watching, who's interested, maybe you know someone who's maybe thinking about enrolling in an engineering program or just HCC and they see this, we want to hear from you as well. And we've got lots of time for members of the community who might want to drop by, see what it is we're doing in the lab. Our testing, we're hoping will be able to take place in the parking lot behind the SET building. So there's an opportunity there for people to just drop by and see what it is we're doing at a safe distance, of course. So yeah, that's how we want to get out there. Of course, there's options for us to take it out into the community as well, just to show it off without necessarily driving it around. So that's something we're working towards in the future. Absolutely.
So once May comes, the race happens, what's next? Are we going to continue to build upon this and continue to race? Is this going to become a, you know, as a staple here at HCC that we're going to have this club always? Are we doing this a one time and then we're going to maybe start looking at rocket ships or something? I don't know. Tell me what's in the future.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we know what the future holds. I think we have a focus on this competition in May. I mean, it would be amazing if this becomes a staple at HCC, a longstanding, you know, project, because it's the type of thing that can really kind of put you on the map in a way as a community college. There are it's extremely rare for a community college to even participate in this competition, much less to kind of do well in it. So if we can manage that in the first year, you know, next May, I think that would just be great for kind of the reputation of the college, for the engineering program. I hope that it would be the type of thing that would really draw students. I mean, I know for a fact that many high school students look for these teams at universities when they're deciding where to go to school. And so I would love it if students would come to HCC, you know, in part because they want to be part of this team. So that would be amazing in years going forwards. And so our goal is to be as successful as we can this year, and hopefully that will build momentum for future years.
So, you know, to close our conversation, I've learned so much, and it sounds really exciting. It gets me really excited. I can't wait to bring my family just to cheer HCC and our students and you guys on, because you've been working so hard and having built this little go-kart with my son that was drill powered, right? I know that it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of creativity. It takes a lot of time and effort. And this is a club. This is something extra that our students and our teachers are dedicating their time and their efforts to. So I encourage everybody who's listening and watching to really be part of this, become part of this. Maybe you want to sponsor, maybe, you know, you want to be active. For those who are in our community, are there ways other than sponsorships in which they can get involved? Are there other opportunities to be part of this team?
They can help us promote. They can help us to get the word out. I mean, the team itself is, from the rules of SAE, it's for people who are enrolled at the college. But yeah, I mean, we want to champion engineering education in Howard County. So members of the community are watching this right now and they're saying, well, I've got my degree and my career. I'm not going to go back to college anytime soon. They can still tell people about this, right? I mean, we want to have this promoted as much as possible. We want to get it out there. It's a fantastic opportunity. And as Mark had said before, at the community college level, even more so. So if they're proud of what we do here at HCC, if they're proud of, you know, living in Howard County and supporting everything that comes with it, that's how you can help.
Absolutely. Just championing this initiative that HCC is doing, it's actively producing, is actively working on, you know, just championing and standing behind it and telling our students to come to HCC, to look at HCC and be part of it. I think that this is not just HCC, but all of Howard County can be very proud of, you know, the work that our team here is doing. Any final words, any final messages that you have for our students and for our community members who are listening and watching to the show? Let's start with you, Craig, and we'll go to you, Mark.
Engineering's for everyone. I firmly believe that. We want you to get involved. Even if you're not an engineering major, engineering is still for you. So if you're watching this right now, I want to reiterate that you can come and be part of the team. We want to have you. So if you'd like to reach out, speak to Professor Edelin or myself, you can visit the Dragula Formula Racing webpage on the Howard Community College website. You'll just be able to Google that. But that's really about it, right? Just reach out, get in touch. We'd love to speak to you. We'd love to hear from you. And we hope to see you in the lab very soon.
Mark, what's your last words for everybody who's listening and watching this morning?
Yeah, I hope that students and prospective students out there will just see this as an opportunity to be part of a community, really. As much as anything, this team is not just a project. It's not just building a car. It's being part of a community of students, you know, joined in one purpose. I mean, I know a lot of us have been stuck inside or at home, have lacked community now for a long time, and really haven't been on campus for a long time. I think this is a chance to not just to be back on campus for a class, but to be back on campus, you know, interacting with other students in an environment where you can be part of a team, learn a lot. You can make mistakes, like Chris said, but there's no grade pressure, right? There's no grade associated with this. But it's a great resume builder, a great way to just meet other students on campus. You know, we don't have that many opportunities for that these days, it doesn't seem like, just to do something social. So that's part of it too. So I hope that we can kind of build some community around this project this fall.
Thank you both so much for this information and for making this so open and so available to everybody, because, you know, Craig, you said it, engineering is for everyone. And I think that's, for people like myself, a really hard concept to grasp, because before I experienced trying to build this go-kart, I have to say, when my son first came to me and said, Mom, I want to build a go-kart for my STEAM Fair project, I stopped breathing for a moment. All my blood went right to my feet. I was like, yeah, there's no way. You're talking to the wrong person here. There's no way I can help you with this, right? And after that initial shock and after watching some YouTube videos and learning and reading about it, you know, I realized that if we allow ourselves and if we open ourselves and give ourselves this opportunity to do things that we thought were not something that we could accomplish, we learn a lot about the project itself, but we also learn about ourselves. So I can't thank you both so, you know, enough for opening this up to everybody. You talk to communication majors, you talk to finance majors, you talk to business majors, you talk to, I mean, anybody and everybody out there who just wants to be part of a community and who wants to stand behind this project, this idea, this goal, right, that HCC has. You don't have to be an engineering student. You just have to share in this goal of success and want to learn and want to grow together with this community. And for that, I thank you very, very much. HowardCC.edu, the search bar, my best friend, you just type on there Dragon Formula Racing, and that's how you can get all of the information. Craig, Mark, Thank you very much for joining me this morning and for sharing this space and for bringing all this information to our community. And to everybody, have a wonderful rest of your day. Connect with us, howardcc.edu, and be part of Dragon Formula Racing. Until next time, I am Cris Oviedo.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.